Okay, we are in Birchas Shachar, Siman Nun Hey, Seif Gimel. Imit Chil Be'avot, V'yatsu Miktzatan. So if you begin, the Chazan, Shaliach Tzibor, began Chazarat Hashatz. He already began the Bracha of Avos. Gomer Afila Kedusha. So he finishes, we're talking about if you started with a minion, and then some of the minion disappears. So once you start, you finish whatever section you are in. Once you started with a minion, you don't stop in the middle. So you do all of Shemona Esrei, the Chazara, including Kedusha, and including the Kaddish afterwards that's attached to it, as we will see. Hagah. Ve'im yatsu miktzatan li'achar she'itchilu litpalel yotzer. What happens if the minion disappears in the middle of Birchos Kriyat Shema? Lo yatchila shaliach tzibur litpalel hatefila b'kol ram. Then you cannot do chazara because Shemona Esrei and Birchos Kriyat Shema, they're attached, but they're two different sections. The kavar nishlam tefilat yotzer, because they're in Pesukei Dezimra, Birchos Kriyat Shema, and when you want to start Chazarat Hashatz, you already finished that section of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Ve'im yatsu li'achar she'itchilu b'kol ram u'kedusha, yecholim lehashlim kol seder kedusha v'lomar kaddish shalem shli'achareya, d'shayach letfila. As we just said, once you start b'kol ram, you can say the whole Shemona Esrei, including the kedusha, and you complete everything, including the kaddish shalem. That's afterwards. That's even after Uval Etzion. That's after Uval Etzion. So you could even say the first Chatzi Kaddish, and you also say the Kaddish Tizkaba. Yeah, Ashrei and Uval Etzion, but that's not, you don't need a minion for that. Sherei Omer Titkabel Tzilot Tahon. So that's proof that Kaddish is going on the Tefillah. Aval En Korin Bat Torah. But if it's a day when you read the Torah, you don't get to read the Torah with a minion because you don't have a minion. And Kriyas HaTorah is not it's connected, but it's a different section than Chazarat Hashatz. So, Zeo Inyan Acher.
So you would continue on a day where there is Kriyas HaTorah, you would continue through Asher Valetzin without Torah reading.
Correct. You continue straight without Torah reading as far as Valetzion, and then the minion's over. You finish davening and Beichidus together. But Tefilat Arvit, the Kaddish Shel Acharav, Lo Shayach LeKriyat Shema UBirchotea. So at Mariv, it's again Birchos Kriyat Shema is separate to the Shemona Esrei, and it's separate to the, and Birchos Kriyat Shema is separate to the Kaddish after Shemona Esrei. Right. So if the minion you start the minion with Baruch Hu and Kriyat Shema, and then part of the minion disappears, you do say the Kaddish that's attached to Birchos Kriyat Shema, but you don't say the Kaddish that's after Shemona Esrei. Dalet. Yesh matirin lomar davar shebikdusha betisha vitziruf katan. Shehu yoter mi ben shesh ve'yodei alemi shemit palalim. So there is an opinion from the Gemara, in the Rishonim, it's a machloket, that if you have nine gedolim and one katan, does he count? So the only question is obviously talking about if he's at least six and he knows, he's aware who he's davening to, who a Kaddish Baruch Hu is on some level. So that's when the machloket begins. For that 10th person, can it be a katan who is old enough and aware enough? But according to the majority of the greater poskim that we rely on, the majority of the poskim, it's not acceptable. It may also be referring to the Rambam, but it's not acceptable to count a katan even for number 10. V'hu adin de'eved v'isha e mistarfin. And so too an eved and isha are not mitstarif. Haga, v'afilu ayidei chumash she'biyado ein letzarfa. Even if the katan is holding a chumash is a scroll that has chamish echum she'tara. So nowadays that means a sefer Torah. Even if he's holding it, it doesn't count. So the simple pshat, or the psak, it's pretty simple, is according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, under no circumstances do you count a minyan, even if the 10th person's a katan. All 10 must be gedolim, 100%. Mihu. And that is the way that all Sephardic poskim paskin. Mihu. Yesh nohagim lahakel bishat adchak. There are some, the Ramah points out, there are some who are mekel to count number 9. Most of the achroni, most of the poskim nowadays, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Chaim Kanievsky, they say never to use a katan under any circumstances. However, some do, namely Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says, if it's bishat, I mean, everyone says it's bishat adchak, then that's when we're talking about the question. And he rules, bishat adchak, you can. Now, what is bishat adchak? So it's unclear exactly to, you know, every posek has their own opinion, but Rav Moshe says an example of bishat adchak is if you have a city or a neighborhood where if you don't count the katan, you're going to end up, the minyan is going to close. The shul, the minyan kavua is going to close down permanently. So that's his example of a bishat adchak. Doesn't mean that's the only example, but that's an example of bishat adchak. I'm assuming there are some people who might do it on a tiyul, but I don't think that's the recommended practice according to probably all poskim. To be mistari fakatam. And it's just important to point out, as we're going to see, it's going to come up by a zimun, by birkas hamazon, and a katan can be counted. It's a machloket if they can be counted, and Sfardim do count a katan for one person, but they don't for tefillah and every other issue of davar shebikdusha. You can't learn one from another. They're not the same status. It's not the same thing. It's not the same type of a minion. And we will see it comes up again in a moment regarding how to count a minion if they're in the same room or two different rooms. It's partially related to how much do you compare the two. We'll get into just a bit of detail shortly. Okay. Do you need, even the opinion who says you do count a katan, they recommend holding a Sefer Torah, but according to that opinion, it's not me'akev, it's not an absolute must. An onen, does he count for a minyan? That happens to be a machlokas if he counts for a minyan. Certainly at the funeral, where he himself is obligated to say, or the custom is for him to say Kaddish, so they say he does count for the minyan. I think everyone says that. But normally, since he's pater for mitzvos, it's a question if he counts.
After the barrel before the shura?
You know, I don't remember. But there's a time when the onen, there's right before and right after. They're different minhagim. But we'll leave that for now. Im lo hevi shtei sarot. So here we're talking about a person who did not, someone who is above the age of 13, and we don't know if he has, he doesn't have any pubic hairs, we don't know if he's a saris, we're not sure what he is. We'll go into a bit more detail when we get to Ebenezer, but here it's imloi vishtei saros. He doesn't have any hair anywhere on his body. We're not talking about his head, we're talking about anywhere else. And obviously there's no pubic hair, or that wouldn't be part of the discussion either. Afilu hu gadol b'shanim, even if he's quite older than 13. Dinu kekatan, he has a status of a katan because he doesn't have any pubic hairs. Ad shiyetsu rov shenotav, until he lives most of his life. Halachically, we say that is most of 70, so it's 35 years and one day. There's an opinion that says 36, but basically it's 35 and one day. So once he reaches that age, then we know already, okay, for sure he's at least a saris and he's a gadol. But if he has simane, he has siman, the signs of being a saris, which again, that's an Ebenezer, dino ke gado, then he has the din of being a gado. And then the question is also machloket, if that begins at age 13 or begins at age 19 and 30 days. I don't think these are so relevant. So we'll go on. Haga. Mihu. Ein medak tekin v'sarot ela kol shegi l'chal shenotav mahazakina noto ke gadol v'yomrim l'inyan ze mistam ha'evi ishtei sarot. So the Rama, no difference in Ashkenazim and Sephardim. And often when the Rama says something, there is no difference. That's the usual. It makes no difference. Once he is 13 years old, he is bar mitzvah. That's the halacha. But only for dvarim that are midarabanan, like for tefillah. To count him for a davar that's midaraisa, to be motzi somebody else, birkas hamazon, tkiya shofar, things where he's being motzi you, then we need proof that he has two pubic hairs. But the custom is, and the halacha is, we don't check. And even if one were to check, he would still be, he would still count. He would still count as being bar mitzvah for inyanim derabanan, including tefillah. Okay, vav. Ve'im hitchil echad mi'asara lihitpalel levado. If right, and just point out that's a halacha l'moshe misinai that you need. We're going to see that again. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. You have to be age 13 for a boy, 12 for a girl, with plus two pubic hairs. Okay. And if there's no pubic hairs, it's we're assuming that there are. So that's where that's coming from. But at least misafik.
You said if you even know that there aren't there.
Yeah, so we assume there are or they fell out. Uh-huh. So that's and again it's on a level of Darabanan. So yeah, it's I don't think there's an argument on that one. Vav. V'im hitchil echad mi'asara lihitpalel levado. V'ein yachol la'anot imahim. So here you have somebody, he can't answer. Oh, shehu yashen. He's asleep. Afilo hachi mitzaref imahim. He still counts as being part of the minyan. However, many write, you should wake him up. He's losing out of the mitzvah, and also there is a machloket if someone sleeping does count or not. So to avoid saying a davar shebikdusha with Hashem's name, for that opinion, it is certainly better to wake him. Obviously, there is a balance between gezel shena and waking him for your minyan. So it kind of depends on the situation. Okay, zayin. Kesha echad mitpalel levado, when a person is davening by himself. Nachon she'acherim yamtinu melomar kaddish ad she'igmor kedei she'yizka gam hu. Person is still in his private shemona esrei. It's good for the chazan to wait for him to say so that he could answer into kaddish and everything with them. So he could be zocha and answering. Obviously, there's a balance between tircha de tzibura. Okay. Chet cheresh hamadaber ve'eno shomea. Someone who is cheresh amadaber, so he cannot hear. He speaks. He can speak. Excuse me for this one. He could speak, but he cannot hear. O shomea ve'eno madaber, or the opposite. He could hear, but he can't speak. Hen kefichin umitzarfin. They're considered 100%. Their mind is with them, and they. Intelligent, and they count 100% for the minyan. But if he cannot hear and he cannot speak, right, completely deaf and mute on both sides, he has the same din as someone who is, I don't know the right word, a shota, should have practiced this, a fool, but insane, I don't know. He's not with it. Complete, totally not with it. And or a katan. What?
Mentally deficient.
Right. So this right. We'll eventually get to a couple examples. What is considered a shota? And so bottom line, we're discussing deaf and mute, although it also applies to a shota and a katan. They do not count at all for the minyan. someone who can hear and understand with hearing aids, I believe everyone says he is 100, he counts 100%. Again, I can't know what everyone says, but that's, I think, the go in psak. Tet. Le'olam hu katan ad she'avi shtei sarot achar she'e ben shlosh esrei v'yom echad. When are you no longer a katan? When you have two pubic hairs and are 13 years old, and on the next day, in other words, it's a complete 13 years, and you began the next day. Now, the first day that a person is born, it doesn't matter what time of day or night, that first day counts as a full day. It doesn't matter if it's how many seconds or a minute before. Again, Shkia versus Tseis is going to be a machloket, but certainly before Shkia, it doesn't matter, all the way from any time period in those 24 hours of from night to night, that's counts as a full day, and then you need another, and then towards the full 13 or 12 years, if it's a girl, and then immediately afterwards, at nightfall, then you're chayav, and you become a gadol. Again, Seis on the Dara, it would be 100%, and if it's between Seis Bein HaShemashot, it'd be a Safek. Okay. Yud. Okay. Interesting case we're going to see. Im Na'ar Echa Nolad Be'esrim V'tisha La'adar Rishon Mishana Me'uberet. So here you have a leap year. There's an Adar Rishon and an Adar Beis. In Adar Rishon, one child was born at the end of Adar Rishon, the 29th. The next one was born a couple days later, or a day later, on the first day of Adar. So it's clearly who was born first. But that was in the next Adar. But in 13 years, it's when they're 13, there's only one Adar. So it goes by the date. The tarich oto shenolad be'esrim v'tisha le'adar rishon tarich lahamtin ad esrim v'tisha le'adar. So the one who was born on the 29th has to wait for the 29th to come, and on the 29th he will at nightfall he will at the beginning of the 29th he will already be, then that's when he's a gadol. Vishnat shalosh esrei le'ad ben shalosh esrei shana, in the 13th year to become 13. The oto shenolad acharav, and this boy who was born after him. Another day, be'echad be'adar hasheni, on the first day of Adar Sheni, yeh ben shlosh esrei shana, he's immediately going to be 13 on the first day, kivan shegia echad be'adar, because the first of Adar arrived, shel shnat shlosh esrei, in the 13th, after he's 13, which is in the 14th year. So that's how somebody could be born afterwards, but actually be bar mitzvah before. Haga, umi shenolad be'adar. What if you're born on a regular Adar, a regular year? There's only one Adar. V'na'ase bar mitzvah, and he becomes 13, bishnat ibor. So now it's two Adars when you become 13. Which Adar are you bar mitzvah in, the first or second? So the Ramah rules, eino na'ase bar mitzvah ad Adar hasheni. You only become bar mitzvah in the second Adar. So this is interesting. The Sfardim always follow the second Adar, because they say that is the main Adar, and that's always what it is, both for Yartzeit, both for becoming Bar Mitzvah. Ashkenazim, and that's also when Purim is, but that's Purim's a little different, because we want that to be Samuch to Pesach, one Gula closer attached to another Gula. So you can't learn from or compare from Purim. But what do Ashkenazim do for Yartzeit? Ashkenazim generally go for the first Adar, because they hold when it comes to a date, for them Adar Rishon is more important, is the main one. But when it comes to being a full 13 years, so you have to go by the second one, because you need a full 13 years, and every Adar, every month, is part of that calendar year. So that's the basic distinction. Okay, Yud Aleph. Avarian Shavar al Gzerat Tzibur al Shavar Avera Im Lo Nidu Nimne Leminyan Asara. A person who did an Avera, and he deserves to be put in Nidui. Until he's put in Nidui, he still counts for the Minyan. Russia. Okay, so we're not talking about someone who is Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia, someone who's an Apikoros. So these, heretic. So these people do not count. Another topic, just to touch on it real quick. Nowadays, most poskim say that most people who are not religious have a din of tinok shenishba, and they count towards a minyan, unless they grew up from and they were rebellious. And how to judge that is not simple. Yurbet is not always simple. Menude, someone who was put in idoy. We never count him in for the minyan. But if he's there, he goes there. You're allowed to still daven there. Unless part of the nidui was you're not allowed to even daven in the same room as him, and then if he doesn't leave, you have to leave. Okay, this is an important topic as far as counting a minion together. Let's try and do this real quick. It's a big topic. It's important that all 10 people are in one room, including the Shaliach Tzibor, together. This is the way, ideally, it should always be. Anytime you're indoors, you want to have all 10 people, including the Shaliach Tzibor, with walls around them. There are different levels, some explain, also by a minyan, levels of Kedusha. But bottom line, for halachic purposes, to make sure you have a minyan together, because v'nitashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael, when the Shechina is shore among a minyan, so they need to be together. If they're outdoors, they need to at least all be able to see each other l'chatchila. We will see a bit more in detail. V'ha'omed b'toch ha'petach mina agaf v'lachutz. Now, what if you have a doorway between two rooms and you have some people in one room and some people in the other? Or actually, right now we're talking about everybody's in one room, sorry. There's one room and there's a doorway. And one of the 10 people are standing in this doorway. So nowadays, it does also halakhically, it doesn't really matter as far as I know, because everyone says, you look at the door closed. First of all, close the door. If in the doorway that's with the door closed, if you're inside the room or you're even inside that threshold, you're inside that doorway, but when the door is closed, you're on the inside, then you're always considered inside. It doesn't matter if the door is open or closed. And if you're in part of that doorway threshold where the door is on the outside of where the door is, then you're always considered outside, regardless if the door is closed or not. The only machloket, a discussion that comes up, is if you are standing exactly within the width of the door itself, and the door is obviously open, otherwise you won't be able to be there. So we're talking about a case, this case is talking about where a door is very thick, and a person can stand within that the actual space of the door when the door is open.
You would have to be completely enclosed in the width of the door,
So I think it goes by where your feet are. Unless you go by seeing each other, which we're about to get to today or tomorrow. Okay, so then I think that's where it goes by where you're standing. Dehainu kishesager hadelet mimakom hapnimit shel ovi hadelet v'lachutz kilachutz. So if you're standing in the space of the door when it's open, but if you're in the space of where the door would be when it's closed, if you're in that little, nowadays, a narrow space, if you can fit in there, Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're out. You're not part of the minyan. It's a machloket, you paskins, you're out. Okay. One important thing to point out, interesting, is what if you have a sheet, a curtain, made up as a wall inside a room? So everyone says it's not mafsik normally, it doesn't separate you as part of the minyan, from outside the minyan, unless it's used as a proper halachic wall for like tashmish amita, to keep away a sefer Torah, unless it's like a real wall, or it's meant to be a real kavua wall for halachic reasons, for sukkah, we're talking about sukkahs. So then it's a machloket. Most seem to say it. If you're on the other side, you're out of the minyan, but there is an opinion that you're still inside. So I believe if it's just a little curtain, a little simple mechitza, men do count. I think so.
Outside,
so we'll see now. But again, okay. Yudalid. If we get to that today, we'll see. Mi she'omen achorei b'nei knesset b'nei chalon. What if you're basically, you have 9 people in the shul, 1 person out of the shul. Afilu gavua kama komot. Even if this 10th person is higher, is 10 flights up. Afilu eino rachav arba. He's looking through a window. He's just looking through a window. He's not sticking out his head inside, through the window, inside the room, inside the shul. Even if the window is less than 4x4 tfachim, it's a very small window. Umar elahem panav misham. He just looks. He waves at them. They see each other. Nothing more. Through a glass. Mitztaref imahem la'asara. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, he counts as a minion. So by Corona, this was the heter. As long as the minion can all see each other, it's not a problem. We will get to soon. What if only part of the minion can see part of the minion?
So
in Yudalit,
in the case
somebody's
standing in the door, but they can't see?
No. Yudalit, again, we can ask me again afterwards, but just to be clear, Yudalit is talking about you have 9 people in one room and the 10th person and is a completely different room. It could be even far away, way, 20 meters high. Nothing to do with an attached doorway. It's a completely separate room, a separate building. And you wave to the guy from across the street. Again, Rosh Hashanah is a whole other issue, but we'll get to. But you're far away and you see each other. That number 10 person counts. Now, the postgames, most postgames say one should not rely on this unless they need to. It's not a din lechadchila. You are mitzdarif, but it's not lechadchila. Again, that's also a question. Haga, gagin v'aliyot eina michal bayit. If you're indoors and the 10th person is on your roof, that does not count, or upstairs, it doesn't count because you're not in the same room. You're divided by walls. V'ya'omad aleim eino mitzdarif. So standing on top does not mitzdarif. Should we do one more? What if you have 2 different rooms, half are in one room, half are on the other, and you have these shaliach tzibur standing in the threshold, who mitzarfan? He connects the two. So since they could see, since he's working on behalf of both of them, he's working together with all of them, He connects them as well.